Before the game begins, a quick word. The following podcast episode is the audio of the game, as this attempts to emulate a radio broadcast of a basketball game. If you are interested in watching the game, which was played on NBA 2K21 for PC, check the description below for an unlisted link to the game. The game itself will be the same, and it will also have stat breakdowns for the game itself, if you're interested. The link will be available in the description within 24 hours of the episode going live. Thank you, and I hope that you enjoy.
The Duran Region Sports welcomes you to the following presentation of the Duran Region Basketball Association.
Hello everyone, welcome to the ARVA on Duran Region Sports, the only podcast that shows the ARVA and all the games in entirety. We're here in Viridian as the Sleepport Cruisers take on the Viridian Gamblers, a rematch of last week's epic matchup. When I say epic, I mean epic for one side in particular, Alfred, because Sleepport just walked all over Viridian.
Yeah, no, I have to agree there, AJ. Just complete domination on Sleepport's effort. They just walked all over Viridian, I agreed. It was just a dominant effort. Viridian, I don't think, scored 50 points in that matchup. And so now it's really up. Now the question really is, can Viridian bounce back? I think they can. The question is, can they bounce back enough to beat what is, at least this early into the season, the heavy favorite for the championship?
Cruisers have Typhlosion, Zipstrika, Magmortar, Tyrantrum, Dragapult, Cofagrigus, Gogoat, Seismitoad, Scyther, and Glalie on the Gambler's side. We're about to get ready for the tip-off here on Duran Region Sports as we go. And the tip-off is here, Typhlosion for Sleepport, bringing it up the court. Pass over to Magmortar, standing at the top of the key, plays in progress, gets a screen, drives inside, pull up, mid-range, no good, rebound by Gogoat. Gogoat for Viridian, passes it over. Inside, Gogo with the ball now, looking for an open player to Seismitoad. Seismitoad passes back to Gogo, to Cofagrigus. Cofagrigus on the far side, back to Gogo. Seismitoad, shot clock running out. Scyther, tough shot, is off the mark. Tyrantrum with the rebound.
Good job by Sleepport getting in position, just causing the quick play.
Zipstrika misses the shot there, and rebounded by Viridian. Hand off to Gogo. Gogo drives inside to a streaking Scyther. Ball is blocked. That is a great play by Dragapult. And it'll be Viridian ball.
That's the crazy thing about Dragapult. When you watch Dragapult play defensively, you're watching a powerful player, but the important thing to look at is the size. Dragapult's arms are so huge, and they've got such a wide wingspan that they're able to play this sort of game.
Viridian looking to put up the first points on the board. Scyther with the ball now. Step back, fading three off the mark. Zipstrika rebounds it for Sleepport and brings it up the court. Zipstrika outside. Tyrantrum, a long two, is off the mark. Dragapult, offensive rebound, puts it back up and in. The first points of the game for Sleepport.
Yeah, Dragapult has been the dominant factor for Sleepport in all of the games, has been a heavy favorite early on for MVP of the season just through their sheer power, both offensively and defensively.
Inside shot to Gogoat is off the mark, but that's a foul. Zipstrika called for the foul. Gogoat going to head to the line for two free throw shots.
Yeah, really good defense there, but just a little bit too aggressive. The pass inside by Gogoat. The pass inside to Gogo shoots it up quickly. Zipstrika just had to foul at that point.
First two free throw shots of the game here, but remember last week's matchup between Sleepport and Viridian was relatively close in the first half.
Yeah, they were putting up a good fight between each other to start off, but the aftermath of the second half was just all Sleepport. No ifs, ands, or buts about that.
First free throw shot was good. Second shot moments away. We're looking at currently a 2-1 score with 10:24 left in the first quarter. Gogoat's second shot is good as well.
It's interesting. Gogoat actually shoots their free throws a couple of inches behind the free throw line. You normally see players, not a couple inches, a little bit more, maybe like a foot, but behind the free throw line. I feel like normally players will try to shoot on the line as close as possible.
An interesting idea, playing this out by Rantrum. Inside to McMortar. Shoots a shot from the free throw line. It's no good. Seismitoad rebounds it. Brings it up court. Seismitoad looking for a fast break play. Decides to slow down. Now backs up. On the left corner of the three-point line. Over to Glalie. Glalie layup off the mark. Glalie gets stripped. Dragapult with the ball now. As a reminder, Slateboard is heading left to right from this point of view. Zipstrika, Dragapult. Over to a wide open McMortar, streaking for three, bang! Puts it in, Slateboard up 5-2.
Yeah, great play there. See, a lot of Slateboard's plays are built off of getting the open player via screen and movement and action on the other side of the ball. So you'll notice that one player will be by themselves on one side of the court, and the rest of the players on the other side.
Scyther misses the shot, but Glalie with the offensive rebound misses that shot. Dragapult grabs the rebound for Slateboard, passes over to McMortar, inside to Zipstrika, double team, out to McMortar, long two, no good, tipped up in the air, Kofagrigas grabs that rebound. Kofagrigas now, for Viridian, pull up just in front of the box is no good, Tyrantrum with the board over to Typhlosion, McMortar, tough shot, no good, tries that long two again.
Yeah, McMortar drawing a lot of long twos. Not sure if that's a strategy or if that's just where they feel comfortable.
Scyther puts up a shot, no good, on the backboard. Over to Zipstrika now. Slateboard Zipstrika drives inside. Back out to Typhlosion for three. Off the mark. Tyrantrum with the offensive rebound, though. Layup shot over the defense is off the mark. Scyther with great defense there.
Yeah, great defense by Scyther, but then immediately loses the ball almost. Scyther's got to have better hands. This is not a game that they can take lightly.
Go-Goat inside on Dragapult. Misses it. Dragapult with that rebound. Brings it up court themselves. Dragapult over to Zipstrika. Inside. Spin move. Back out for three. Off the mark there. Glalie with the rebound over to Go-Goat. Go-Goat, tough defense here. Drives inside, misses the shot. Scyther offensive rebound. Go-Goat tries another shot, and that's blocked by McMortar. McMortar passes it to a streaking Zipstrika, pulls up long two off the mark. Glalie with the board. Over to Kofagrigas. Kofagrigas passes to Go-Goat. And looks like they're going to slow things down a little bit here. Over to Seismitoad, pull up three. No good. McMortar with the board streaking down court.
McMortar is the catch and shoot player. We'll see how that works.
It works very well there. McMortar drives inside, puts the layup in off the backboard, and that's a timeout for Viridian. We'll be right back in 60 seconds right after this. You're watching the ARBA on Adoran Region Sports.
What if your purchases of games help support charities across the world? That's where Humble Bundle comes into play. Humble Bundle is a company that sells games, ebooks, software, and other digital content at great prices while also supporting different charities in the process. You're able to get games through their site, but their specialties are their bundles. Limited time, pay what you want offers, which can include so much stuff. Their bundles can be game bundles, ebooks to improve your skills, or even video and audio tools to take your creations over the top. If you're interested in these bundles or want to see what else is available, use the link in the description below. By using that link, a portion of your purchases will help support the content that I create across all sorts of shows. You can even modify the donation amounts on most products and customize how your purchase supports everyone. Again, use the link below and check out Humble Bundle today.
Welcome back to the ARBA on the Adoran Region Sports. We're currently watching the Slateboard Cruisers take on the Viridian Gamblers. Slateboard up 7-2 with 7 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Early thoughts, Alfred?
Well, currently right now, Slateboard has been implementing a similar strategy, getting players open and playing through the plays that they've got. This team has worked a lot in the offseason to be successful on that sort of endeavor.
Miss shot there by Viridian.
Yeah, on the other side, Viridian, with their hodgepodge of players, it can cause a little bit of chaos, which might be in their benefit.
Pull-up shot is no good. That was Meg Mortar on that shot. Now, Viridian with another opportunity here. Taking things slow here. Pass over to Seismitoad. Over to Glalie. Kafagrigas. Seismitoad. Inside to Scyther. Scyther. Back out to Kafagrigas for three. At the top of the key is in. Good play there. Now Typhlosion brings it up court. Over to Tyrantrum. Back at the three-point line. Over to Zipstrika. Long three. It's off the mark. Kafagrigas with the rebound.
If Kafagrigas being one of the shorter players, you won't expect them to do a lot of offensive and defensive rebounds, but they've been impactful there.
The Eurostep shot there is good by Gogoat.
Both teams not shooting very efficiently right now. 20% on the Cruisers and 13% for the Gamblers. Shot 15 shots each.
Striker with a three puts it in, giving them the lead after the game was tied up. Currently score is 10-7. 5:20 remaining, Sleepboard on top. Seismitoad pulls up from mid-range, no good. Mag Mortar grabs that board. Inside to Zipstrika. To the back corner, inside to Dragapult, tries the layup, it's in.
Now watch what Dragapult does when they get into the play. If you're watching that, if you're seeing that, it's very impactful. You're able to get the shots by smacking it across the backboard after that missed shot there. Viridian side.
Over to Tyrantrum. Pass over to Typhlosion. Now at the free throw line. Stepping back to the three-point line. Well back at the side logos now. Over to Magmortar at the actual logo. Magmortar pulls up a fading three is off the mark. Scyther with that board. Kafagrigas now. Drives inside. Over to Scyther. Scyther double teamed. Tip. Kafagrigas grabs that tip by Dragapult. Kafagrigas though misses the shot. Dragapult rebounding it, bringing it up court. Over to Zipstrika, drives inside. Misses the shot, but the foul by Gogoat. That's a shooting foul. That means two free throw shots.
A lot of Sleepboard plays have been very, very aggressive, just driving inside and making a play from there. The fast break shot, really impactful overall.
Sleepboard right now with a 12-7 lead with 4:19 remaining. First free throw shot here. It's off the mark. And we're going to get some substitutions here. A full lineup shift for Sleepboard. Our only person staying in their position is Dragapult. On Viridian's side, the same sort of situation. A full lineup shift. The only exception is Glalie staying in at center. So it looks like both teams are sticking with that big center that they started off with. Strike a second shot is good.
Yeah, I think the idea is that they want to get some aggressive action inside. This might be a ploy by Viridian just copying what Sleepboard does, because the biggest threat on this court right now is Sleepboard's Dragapult.
Unpheasant takes the shot. Pass over to Knockdown. Back to Unpheasant now at the near side three-point line. Inside to Knockdown. Takes a fading shot. No good. Dragapult board. Zipstrika now over to Vikavolt. They've got an opportunity here. It's a 5-on-4. Decides not to take it now at the near corner. Three over to Zipstrika. Inside to Vikavolt now. Vikavolt, they get the switch they wanted. Spinning, fading shot is fake. Over to Dragapult for three. Off the mark. A little short on that one. Glalie with the board over to Unpheasant. Unpheasant gonna fake the drive inside. Now just stepping back, over to Great Dilly, over to Knockdown now. Knockdown at the top of the key. Hand off to Unpheasant. Makes the handoff there, Unpheasant driving inside. Loses the ball, Zipstrika picks it up. Passes across the court to a streaking Zamrot. Zamrot slams it in! That's the first points in a while, Sleepboard up 15-7.
Yeah, great job there, just getting that, when that fast break opportunity shows up, they need a streaking player, and they got that Zamrot. Drives inside.
Unpheasant now. Gets a screen and decides not to take advantage of the screen. 3 seconds left off the clock there at the top of the key. Forces up a tough shot. And hits the back of the rim. No good, Vikavolt with that rebound.
A great defense there by Slateboard. Being able to aggressively go for that defensive shot.
Dragapult gets that offensive rebound, puts it up and in. It's a 17-7 game now with 2:30 remaining. Slateboard is on top. As the Gamblers call a timeout. We'll be right back. You're watching the ARBA on Adoran Region Sports. Slateboard up 17-7 over the Viridian Gamblers.
Let me share a secret with you. I am a sucker for dice. Running a campaign for 2 years will do that to you. Now, the biggest question comes from where to get those dice. After all, getting the coolest dice for your character is incredibly important to truly get a feel for your character. This is where Only Crits comes in. Only Crits comes in and not only provides the dice for your tabletop game, but also provides settings and pre-written adventures so you can get back to the most important part of the game, having fun. With accessories, cases, and trays to add to your dice, you'll enter your next adventure with all of the equipment you need. Interested in getting something for you or a friend? Well, here are some bonuses that you can take advantage of right now. Free shipping on orders over $100, a free adventure included with every order, and best of all, using the link in the description and using the discount code ADURIN, that's A-H-D-U-R-I-N, gets you 10% off your entire order. Get yourself the dice for your next adventure with Only Crits. And reminder, the discount code ADURIN for 10% off your entire order.
Welcome back to the ARBA on Adoran Region Sports. Now we're looking at two of the teams in this six-team league. Slateboard on top, 17-7. Is this a sign of early domination?
Well, it's tough to say. I think it's important to see how this game plays out because we've seen a lot of comebacks in the league so far. Tough matches that have turned around. We'll see how that works.
Laylee inside gets that layup to go. Galarian Weezing bringing it up the court now for Slateboard, currently at the top of the key. Waits for the play to develop, hands it off to Mudsdale, inside to Vikavolt, posting up on the near side. Step back, fade away, off the mark, Galarian with that offensive board.
Yeah, Galarian is still in for Viridian, so this might be an opportunity they want. Dragapult off the court now.
Laylee takes a shot and puts it in. Exactly what you were saying, Alfred. Laylee taking full advantage of Dragapult being on the bench.
Yeah, I think Laylee is the only player that has not taken a moment off yet. Curious to see how that develops.
Layup shot off the mark there, and Pheasant with that board. Now Viridian's got an opportunity, knocked out. The top of the three-point line gets a little bit of space. Inside to Glalie, who's posting up. Got the mismatch. Glalie, layup shot is good, and Glalie is on a roll.
Yeah, Glalie right now accounting for 6 of Viridian's 13 points and has really been the focal point of the offense over these last few possessions.
Inside to Vikavol with the layup, it's good.
Yeah, you don't want to let your players get inside on the baseline and not have the defense notice them. That's exactly what happened there. A great job there by Vikavol.
Ray Dilley bringing it up the court for Viridian, who have caught up a little bit. It's now 19-13 with 46 seconds remaining. And off to Unpheasant. Pheasant now at the near side, drives in. Tough shot near the rim, no good. Pull up off Mudsdale with the board, passes over to Typhlosion, who's driving inside on the baseline. Spin move, gets the shot off the mark, but a foul. That's Ray Dilley's first foul, second team foul. Typhlosion's gonna head to the line for 2 free throw plays.
Yeah, those 2 shots by Typhlosion are going to be great for momentum when going into the second quarter. Right now, Slateboard up 19-13. And this could be, you know, putting them up over 20 points. At this point in the league so far, based on how things have played, if you can reach the 20-point mark, you know that it's been a solid quarter. It's a very, very defensive league where possessions are tough to get by. Points are hard to get by. So Slateboard already reaching that with that first made free throw.
Viridian Cradilli is coming off for Pavilion. Only change between these free throw attempts here. Second shot by Typhlosion. Again, 20-13 now with 31 seconds remaining. This to make it a 21-13 game. And it is good.
And they hurry up, Viridian has the shot for the 2-for-1, but deciding not to go for it, it seems.
That opportunity has faded. Glalie now at the top of the key. Inside to a streaking on Pheasant, misses the shot. Typhlosion, great defense there. Typhlosion drives now at the top of the 3-point line over to Galarian Leasing. Step back, going to the far side. Through the legs, drives inside. Tough layup is in. And we're at a double-digit lead now with 1 second remaining. That is going to wrap up this first quarter. Slate Board is up 23-13 in this matchup. Game number 6 of the ARBA season. You're watching and listening to the ARBA on Adorn Region Sports. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the ARBA on Adorn Region Sports today. Matchup between Slateport and Viridian. We've now reached the beginning of the second quarter. Slateport currently up 23-13. Alfred, your takeaways from the first quarter.
Well, it's been very, very nice to see Slateport's game plan. They have been pretty effective, if not efficient, on their shot selection. Viridian, on the other hand, still looks like they're reeling from last week's utter defeat against Slateport. They've got to find a way to catch up quickly before it's too late.
Brennan starting off with the ball, and Pheasant drives inside on the backboard. No good. Samaroth, though, calling for the shooting foul. And we're going to get started this quarter with 2 free throw shots.
Yeah, and Pheasant did a great job of driving inside off the baseline, running around the basket, basically going to do a reverse layup. And Samaroth just smacks the hand in the process of trying to go for the ball.
Free throw shots here. And that first one is off the mark. It's no good.
Viridian as a team tends to be struggling from free throw range, or from their free throw shots. I'm curious to see if that's something that they are planning to work on in the future, because you know they do not want to miss their opportunities to get the free points that they can.
Pheasant made the second free throw shot, and we're now looking at a 23-14 game with 11:30 remaining. Slateport with the ball now. Gets a screen. Driving inside, the pull-up shot is off the mark. Vikavolt with that offensive rebound misses the shot. Glalie with the board.
I am surprised to see Glalie still in. Glalie playing a heavy center load. Maybe taking full advantage of the fact that they've got the mismatch there, Glalie.
Larry and Mr. Mime off the backboard is no good. Typhlosion inside. Samaroth pull up. Mid-range shot is no good. Glalie with another rebound.
Look, I could say this at the very least. At the rate Slateport is chucking up these shots, Glalie is about to break a franchise record for rebounds at this rate.
Speaking of Glalie, fakes the screen. Got a double team now. Drive inside. Pull-up shot is no good. Mudsdale with the board over to Vikavolt. Vikavolt drives inside. Now steps back. Pulls up on the long two, and it's good.
A tough shot there. Cruisers are shooting 10 for 30. That's 33%. Gamblers 5 for 27. 19% on their shots. The Gamblers have called the timeout.
I'm curious to see exactly how this is going to develop. What do you think the Gamblers are trying to game plan here? Who is the player that they have to stop?
Well, initially, the first idea, probably coming into the game, the idea is that you want to stop Dragapult. Dragapult has been the dominant factor in all of Slateport's games, all of them victories, by the way. And so that's who you want to stop. The problem with that strategy is that Dragapult has not been in the game for the last half quarter. And still, Slateport has kept this double-digit lead ahead of Viridian, so they have to find a way. At this point, pick one of two strategies. Either find a way to lock up defensively. They got to stop players like Vikavolt, Mag Border, Samaroth, and you know, find a way to stop them, or start getting your shots in. They've been very, very inefficient, even for this league, which is a relatively in terms of how the players have been so far, relatively inefficient compared to other basketball leagues out there. But even then, you still want to be able to stop them at some point.
Interesting situation here, the dunk contest race, by the way. Dragapult and Gudra are some of the highlighters in that potential case.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited to see if they're going to participate in the dunk contest during the All-Star Games.
In driving inside, the floater is off the mark. Samurott grabbing that rebound. And that's another missed shot for Viridian there. Samurott now double-teamed. Step back at the three-point line now on the far side. Looking for a play to develop a lot of motion here. Not over to Galarian Weezing. Spinning fadeaway shot. Trying to beat the buzzer is no good. Galarian Mr. Mime with that rebound for Viridian. Unfezzan with the ball now. Unfezzan at the three-point line now. Gets a screen. Step back. Fadeaway. No good. Scyther with the offensive rebound and puts that dunk in.
Yeah, the key game plan for victory here for Viridian, if they miss their shots, is the Cruisers call a timeout. They want to find a way to get that offensive rebound.
You're listening to the ARBA on Aduran Region Sports. Slate board up over Viridian 25-16. We'll be right back. Now, if you know me, you know I'm personally a big collector of all sorts of games and items and want to make sure that I get quality products when I order online. One type of item that I enjoy collecting when I have the chance are pins, and I've got a small collection that I'm aiming to grow over time. This is where Pinfinity comes in. Pinfinity prides themselves on their Pinfinity promise. 100% official pins, speedy support, and exceptional service. They've got items from all sorts of categories, from film and TV shows like Power Rangers and My Little Pony, to gaming pins from Dungeons & Dragons, Magic the Gathering, Street Fighter, and more. Using their free mobile app, you'll be able to use their augmented reality platform to make your pins come to life. Pins will play video and animation, audio tracks, access to downloadable content, and more. If you want a pin for yourself, use the link in the description below for Pinfinity and get yourself a pin that will come to life before your eyes. Welcome back. We are here back with the Sleepboard Cruisers Viridian Gamblers matchup here in Viridian. Game 6 of the ARBA. Sleepboard is currently up 25-16 over the Gamblers with 9:30 remaining. It's Cruiser's ball now as Viridian seems to have tipped that one out of bounds.
The blocks have been the name of this game. That one not a block per se, but you've seen this like so many games in this league. There's one thing that all these teams can do. It is block the ball. We've seen all sorts of players use their long wingspans and dynamics and player structures effectively to just go out there and get that ball away from the player's net.
Pass over to Typhlosion, pull up mid-range shot is good.
Typhlosion has been steadily improving on that mid-range shot. It's a shot that they like to take, and it's working so far today.
Pavilion gonna take a long three. No good there. Tyrantrum with the rebound for Sleepboard over to Samurott. Samurott pass over to Typhlosion. Drives inside. Tough shot. Has the open lane and loses it. Pavilion grabs a steal.
Oh, that was a real opportunity there. And they just completely gave up. Didn't even realize there was no defender behind them.
Knocked out with the ball inside. Tough defense. And it's good. Viridian on the board now. More points added. Trying to come back here. It's a 9-point deficit for Viridian. Over to Samurott now. Samurott spinning inside off the baseline. Layup is good. Get those points right back.
Cruiser shooting 36% now. Gamblers 22%. They are shooting better percentage-wise, both teams, but that's still not quite what you want to see in this league.
Seismitoad in the post now, inside the box. Spinning fadeaway, no good. Magmortar. Gonna take the ball now for Sleepboard at the top of the three-point line. Now back at the logo. Drives inside, getting a running start. Loses the ball. Seismitoad just picks the pocket. Seismitoad over to Gogo. Gogo driving inside. The layup is good.
What a play there.
Yeah, he quite literally stole the ball and just immediately started running back. What a play.
Tyrantrum with the ball now, back out to Magmortar over to Galarian Weezing on the near side, 3-point bend. Galarian Weezing pull up three. No good there. Knockout with the rebound. Weezing short on that play. Go-Goat. Post, fade away. Misses that shot. Scyther offensive rebound. A tough shot. No good, but a foul. Tyrantrum's first foul of the game. That's going to be two free throw shots. Score right now, Sleaport up 29-20 with 7:25 remaining in the second quarter over the Viridian Gamblers, who have been playing much better, it seems, despite this 9-point deficit.
Yeah, I have to say the Gamblers have done a better job of staying in the game. It felt like last week in their matchup, in their major loss, they just struggled to find their rhythm again once they lost it. Not the case here. They seem to be trying to at least fight back, which is an upgrade. Now, of course, can they win it?
Sleaport doing a massive team adjustment via substitution. Kofagrigas coming in for Viridian in lieu of Pavilion. That's off the mark. Tyrantrum grabs that missed free throw shot over to Zipstrika.
Sleaport's 3-for-4, Viridian's 4-for-6 from free throw range.
Samurai misses the easy layup, but then gets their own offensive rebound, puts it back up and in. Go-Go brings it up the court now. At the logo. Over to Kofagrigas. Kofagrigas gets a screen, drives inside. Spinning, takes a tough shot, and it's no good. That's Zipstrika with that rebound. Zipstrika drives inside. A one-on-one opportunity out to Magmortar for three. Missed it in and out. Scyther with that rebound.
I was wondering what you were pausing for a second there. Ball just literally rolled around the rim for a split second.
3-point shot by Viridians off the mark. Magmortar now with that rebound loses the ball. Scyther grabs that steal. It's a 2-on-1 now. Scyther drives inside. That's a layup. It's good.
Yeah, great play by Scyther. Able to steal the ball and immediately go for it. Scyther is a center, so not necessarily known for the steals, but hey, if it works, it works.
Tyrantrum tries a tough shot. That Scyther with that rebound. Or sorry, with the block there. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Cruiser's ball, but what a play by Scyther over the past couple of possessions.
Yeah, Scyther's done a fantastic job as they head to the bench. Great job defensively. Glalie coming back on now. For Viridian, at least. But Scyther, the steal, and then immediately drives down for the layup, and then follows it up with a block here on that shot attempt.
Samurott on the far side to Magmortar at the 3-point line. Gets a screen. Pulls up from the corner of the box. It is off the mark.
Magmortar's the king, apparently, of having that shot bounce in and out of the rim, but missed shot there.
Inside to Glalie. Glalie posting up. Out to Seismitoad, they're going to reset. Kofagrigas now on the near side bend. Over to Seismitoad. Seismitoad to Graydilly for three. Misses it. Glalie with the offensive rebound. The putback is in.
Yeah, great job by Glalie. Getting better positioning than Dragapult on that offensive rebound. Able to stay inside, so when that shot missed, Glalie was in the perfect spot to grab it and immediately put it back up.
Coming inside. Sleaport, a tough shot is no good. That's great, Dilly, having that rebound. Great, Dilly. Step back. Mid-range shot off the backboard is off the mark. Drake Holt with the board to Zipstrika. It's a 2-on-1 situation. Zipstrika gets the layup, running over a player in the process. That Seismitoad that ran over there.
Hey, if it works, it works. That was a great job there. Just putting the pressure on, keeping that pressure on. Seismitoad just falls down, unable to combat it any longer.
Kofagrigas for three is good.
Yeah, Kofagrigas did a great job of just sneaking out to the near side, the bend. Great play there.
Magmortar now. Driving inside, a tough layup is off the mark, but Seismitoad called for the foul there, so McMorter's gonna head to the line for two. The 33-28 game with 4:20 left in the second quarter. Now, first off, I have to say, Viridian slowly coming back now, right, Alfred?
Yeah, absolutely. Viridian's did a great job of being inside the minds, I guess, of Slateport, just working constantly and chipping away at the points. They're not trying to get it all on one possession, but they're slowly and carefully building their defense up to the point where Slateport is having a hard time making their shots and stealing possessions away. That's the important thing.
First missed shot, first missed free throw on that side. Looks like it'll be staying a 33-28 game unless they can make the second free throw shot here. Magmortar missing the first one, the second one is good.
Yeah, but I think as Scyther is now back on the court, Scyther was on the court for those plays, the steal and the block, Seismitoad pulls up.
Missed shot there, that ball hung on the rim for a couple of seconds. Over to McMorter, inside to Zebstrika, posting up in the restricted zone. Off shot blocked by Gradilli.
Viridian's getting a lot of clutch blocks here, which has been impactful in their way of getting back into this game, just stealing possessions, making those shots miss.
Gradilli pulls up from three, is off the mark. Glalie with the offensive rebound, put back up and in, and a foul, that's Dragapult. Called for the shooting foul there. This will be a three-point play opportunity.
Glalie's done a great job of getting in the mind of Dragapult and the other centers for Slateport, has been on that court and just playing aggressive to the point where the only response is aggressive play again. This has been a masterclass by Glalie.
Big center energy here for Viridian. Glalie and Scyther both have been dominant in this game as Glalie takes the free throw shot. It is now 34-31 Viridian. Very close to bringing this game back even. 3:40 left on the clock as Viridian brings it up the court. The top of the three-point line. That's an illegal screen by Dragapult. It'll be Viridian ball.
Yeah, it was clear there. Dragapult trying to set the screen, just literally shoves the player. Again, same sort of thing. Viridian strategy, steal possessions, and they've been successful at doing so.
Fagrigas now. Ball drives inside, has an open lane, and fouled on the play. Samurott with the shooting foul practically pushes the player. I'm surprised that's not a flagrant.
Yeah, Fagrigas went up for that shot, and it looked like they were pushed, but yeah, it looks like refs are just going to keep this as a shooting foul. No excessive penalty there. Going to let them play on, I suppose.
First shot is good. And now it's a two-point game. Slateport up 34-32 with 3:30 remaining. There's an outside shot. You know, Viridian can take the lead here before we head into halftime.
Yeah, considering how the lead was expanding in the first quarter, it is very surprising, very good to see if you're a Viridian fan. Kofagrigas makes the second one. Kofagrigas has a very, very interesting free throw shot where they wind up the ball clockwise before taking their shot. If it works, it works. They were able to make both of their free throws, but it's still very interesting shot selected there.
Slateport needing some momentum here inside. The Vikavolt layup is good.
Yeah, I guess Vikavolt had a better angle on that one. They could have made the shot, but instead passing over to Vikavolt.
Scyther in with the ball, drives inside. Tough shot, no good. Zipstriker rebounds it for Slateport and drives up court. Over to Vikavolt inside. Loses the ball on a weird shot attempt. Now Galarian Mr. Mime has it. Scyther. Ball now inside. Pulls up. Leading shot is no good. Glalie with the rebound. Tries their own layup is no good. Another offensive rebound. Glalie puts it up. Misses that one. And Vikavolt finally gets it for Slateport. Driving inside an open lane. Dunks it in. Vikavolt already on a roll here today.
Vikable, 8 points on 4 for 7 shooting and 3 rebounds has been very effective.
Papagrigas over to Scyther now at the top of the 3-point line, gets a screen, pulls up 3, off the mark, a long rebound over to Samurott now. Samurott gonna drive inside themselves. Loses the ball. Dragapult able to pick it back up before Sleepport. Dragapult gonna drive inside. Pulls up over the defender, no good. Glalie rebounds it over to Papagrigas, who was guarding Dragapult on that play.
Interesting selection to have. Papagrigas was very short compared to Dragapult guard, but it was able to work, so.
Scyther over to Galarian. Mr. Mime misses the three. It's short. Vikavold with that rebound. Hits the front of the rim. Now Vikavold trying to find a way to get Sleepport back into that double-digit lead. Pulls up from three at the top of the key. Is off the mark. Gothagrigas rebounds it for Viridian. Slow things down a little bit here. Loses the ball. Samurott able to steal it away. Inside to a streaking Zip Striker, dunks it in! What a powerful dunk there!
Oh, that's what you want to see. The energy in this stadium is non-existent. After that dunk by Slateport, Galarian, Mr. Mime, looking for a play here.
Ray Dilly with the ball now at the far side, over to Galarian, Mr. Mime, a long three is off the mark. Scyther offensive rebound. A tough shot, gets their own rebound again and puts it in.
The king of the offensive rebounds has got to be on Viridian's team. The only question is who it is, because everybody seems to be getting them.
Screen, pull-up shot is off the mark. Galalie gets that rebound. And this will likely be Viridian's last possession as we've approached 20 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Over to Galarian, Mr. Mime. Posting up is Glalie on the near side. Glalie. Tough shot. Double team. Blocked by Dragapult. Over to Zipstrika. Grabs it. 7 seconds on the clock. Vikavold drives inside. Loses the ball. Papagrigas got it. 3 seconds on the clock. Move up from mid-range. It's off the mark. I was going to apologize for that. Not mid-range. Mid-court. Misses it there. Sleepboard now up at halftime. 40-35. A great game here. So far, much more competitive, Alfred.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a lot more competitive this game has compared to that of the previous game, at least in halftime. But then again, it was the second quarter that Slateport was able, or second half, sorry, that Slateport was able to get away from Viridian. So we'll see if that stays the case here.
You're listening to the ARBA on Adoran Region Sports. It is halftime. We'll be right back with the second half after these messages.
Interested in directly supporting the creations of Adoran or Anaru? That's me, by the way. Why not check out my Ko-Fi page? All tips and donations from Ko-Fi help financially support me and all of the solo projects that I work on. If you're interested in supporting me and getting some sneak peeks on the content that I make, check out the Ko-Fi page below and make a one-time or monthly donation. If you know about the new show that's coming soon, exclusive content will be available on Ko-Fi in the coming weeks for Ko-Fi members. Once again, supporting me on Ko-Fi helps to support me directly. Thank you for joining and supporting my creations. Hello everyone! Join me on Adoran Talk Sports, a podcast focusing on real-world sports and the teams in them. Adoran Talk Sports aims to talk about every single team in the sport being discussed, and you'll hear all about the NFL, NBA, and more. From the minute details of the sports offseason to the biggest moments of the biggest games, you'll want to check out Adoran Talk Sports for a unique point of view and discussion unlike any other show out there. Check it out wherever you listen to podcasts through the link below.
Welcome back to the ARBA on Adoran Region Sports. I'm your host, AJ, along with me, Alfred, as we get set for the start of the third quarter. Sleepport with a slim lead, 40-35, over the Viridian Gamblers. Galalie has been the highlight of the game for the Gamblers.
Yeah, Galalie, 11 points, 15 rebounds has been the big thing for them. Really been impactful on the boards, a lot of second chance points, and also a menace on the defensive side with steals and blocks and all sorts of plays.
Gambler's going to start off with the ball here. driving inside. Nearly loses the ball there. Over to Seismitoad, to Glalie. Kafagrigas, Seismitoad, Glalie for three. Misses the mark, that ball goes out of bounds. Gamblers are heading from left to right while the Cruisers are heading from right to left. And like you were saying, blocks have been the impact on both sides.
Yeah, absolutely. I think both blocks, is a draggable block in particular earlier in the game that just highlights how this game has gone. It's really just been an impactful game defensively, especially by the taller players, the centers and the big wings that they've had out there. Glalie, Scyther, Dragapult, all have made an impact defensively.
Typhlosion over to Magmortar. Sleepport has the ball now. Sleepport near side, three, handoff to Tyrantrum. Tyrantrum hands it to Magmortar at the top of the key. Play in motion, gets a screen, steps in front of the three-point line for the shot. No good. Kafagrigas rebounds it there. Passes it up to Seismitoad. Seismitoad looking for a lane. Double team briefly. The far side bend now coming up to the top of the key. Drives inside over Dragapult. Misses the shot. Magmortar rebounds it for Sleepport, bringing it up the court. Order over to Zipstrika. Zipstrika drives inside, has a lane, pull up mid-range, no good. That's Go-Goat grabbing the board there.
Yeah, the Cruisers have not scored in the last 2.5 minutes. That goes into a little bit of the previous quarter as well, but still, compared to how they've been doing, they've regularly scored, and that's just not been the case this early third quarter.
Scyther with the ball now, has a free lane, decides to pull up mid-range, no good. Rebound by Seismitoad off the backboard and in, just puts it straight up.
Now, a lot of the second chance points by both teams have really been on the opportunities of getting those offensive rebounds. There's a lot of them by both teams.
Magmortar with the ball now, gets a brief mini screen. Long twos, no good. Kafagrigas with the board. Over to Seismitoad. Seismitoad at the top of the key. Hands it off to Kafagrigas running behind them. Step back. Decides not to take the mid-range shot. Over to Go-Goat. Fakes the three. Seismitoad. Kafagrigas. Go-Goat on the near side bend. Kafagrigas. Seismitoad. Inside. Glalie. Mid-range shot is off the mark. Tyrantrum rebounds it for Sleepport. Glalie right now. How are they doing in the game so far?
Well, like we mentioned, 11 points on 5 for 12 shooting, over 15 rebounds.
Tyrantrum with the slam dunk, the easy offensive rebound.
Yeah, Tyrantrum just by themselves underneath the basket, and you know, that's an easy way to score points. If you're the only one there, you can easily get the offensive rebound.
Avagrigas with the ball for Viridian. Driving inside, tough shot is good.
Right now, Cruisers are shooting 33%, Gamblers 24%. Neither team has been particularly efficient so far today.
Tyrantrum in the post, gets blocked. What a block there, but gets the offensive rebound, puts it up and in. And the Gamblers are going to call a timeout. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. You're watching and listening to the ARBA on Aduran Region Sports.
Aduran Region Sports and the ARBA is brought to you by Not a Scratch, a Pokemon Mystery Dungeon TTRPG actual play podcast that I run. Join us as we travel across the Alcast region, a fan-made region where Pokemon and only Pokemon exist. This region is under attack, however, and only one group can save the day, the Recruits of the Lost. Join us wherever you listen to podcasts as we follow our adventurers and see if they can save the world before it's too late. Worried about catching up? Don't worry. Use the ARC summary episodes, designed to provide you the information you need to catch up to the current action. Support Not a Scratch on Patreon and get exclusive content adding to the experience, or get merch through the link below and support the show from there. You can use the code that's exclusive to ARBA fans, ARBA5, and get $5 off of any order that's over $50. Check out Not a Scratch today.
Welcome back to the ARBA on Aduran Region Sports as we get set for the continuation of this game between the Viridian Gamblers and Sleepport Cruisers. Sleepport currently with a lead 44-39 over the Viridian Gamblers with 8:53 remaining. It's been a close game so far, Alfred.
Yeah, absolutely, AJ. I think it's been a great job by Viridian to stay in touch with this game, but you got to take the lead now.
That shot, Typhlosion called for the foul there. That's a shooting foul resulting in two free throw shots from Pheasant, who drove inside trying to get the layup. Here we go, the opportunity here again, score 44-39 at 8:44 in the game. First free throw is no good. Looks like we're gonna have a substitution here. Coming out of the timeout, looks like there was a substitution. Now Seismitoad coming off the court, Pavilion coming in to replace them on Viridian's side. Second shot is off the mark. Galarian wheezing with the rebound. Passes it up to Typhlosion. Typhlosion now looking for a lane, an opportunity here. Fading long three is off the mark. That was a weird shot there.
I'm not sure why they decided to do that, but... yeah, the clock wasn't rushing. That was a poor shot selection, in my opinion.
Laylee, tough shot off the backboard is no good. Tyrantrum grabbing it in the big fella. Going down court. Pull up mid-range, off the mark. Glalie grabs the rebound, that's another rebound for Glalie. Pavilion with the ball now. Trying to size things up. Over to Glalie, Glalie spins. Looking for a lane to go through. Stepping back now, over to Go-Go, long two. Off the mark there, Mark Mortar rebounds it. Too tight, Flosion. Explosion going to drive inside, now passes it out to Tyrantrum. Tyrantrum over to McMortar in the corner. On the near side, McMortar inside to Tyrantrum. Tyrantrum posting up, fade away. Off the mark, Go-Goat rebounding it, bringing it up the court. Pass over to Pavilion, to Unpheasant on the far side corner. Unpheasant passing into Knockdown to Go-Goat. Go-Goat. 3-point loses the ball. McMortar grabs it. McMortar streaking down the court. Inside, Galarian wheezing with the layup. Oh, it's streaking down court. Now Viridian trying to rebound here. Knocked out with the ball. Handed off to Go-Go. Go-Go hands it to Unpheasant at the top of the 3-point line. Inside, streaking knocked out. Layup shot is good.
They got away with one there. I think Typhlosion could have been called for the foul underneath for Slayport.
McMortar with the ball now is going to pump fake the three, but decides not to actually take it. On the far side to Typhlosion at the bend. Typhlosion nearly loses the ball. Drives inside. Typhlosion looking for a lane out to McMortar. Three, heavily covered, no good. Glalie rebounds it. That's another rebound for Glalie. Passing it up to Unpheasant. The Pavilion, Pavilion. On the near side. Pass over to Unpheasant now. Pheasant takes the three. It's off the mark.
Tough shots by both teams. They're struggling to score points right now.
McMortar sizing up, tries to juke them out. Euro step it in. That layup is good. McMortar continuing to make an impact on this game.
Yeah, McMortar's been sensational in this game, whether it's the scoring side or particularly in just causing the team to go aggressive, whether it's Sleepport being aggressive offensively or forcing Viridian to make poor choices.
Justin nearly loses the ball. That's an amazing block there. Zeb Strikeout with that ball now. Tyrantrum.
Unpheasant, who tried to take that shot, has 1 point, 0 for 8 shooting, 3 assists, has really not been a lot, much of an impact in this game.
Zipstrika now at the free throw line, passes over to Tyrantrum in the corner, it's good. Great shot there by Tyrantrum, taking that shot at the corner of the box. Go-Goat over to Knockdown for Viridian to Unpheasant now at the top of the key. Unpheasant drives inside. Pass to Go-Goat streaking in. The 2-for-1 two-on-one matchup there is good.
It's funny, Zebstrika and Go-Goat have both the same amount of points on the same amount of shots. It's 8 points on 3-for-8 shooting.
Got a timeout here for Slateboard. And just looking over the notes here that we have from last week's game, Slateboard was starting to run away at this point. This is when the lead really started to break apart between Slateboard and Viridian, and that's not the case today, Alfred.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is the big impact that Viridian's improved defense combined with Slateboard just not being as efficient with their shots sort of merged together to create a closer game today than it was last time. Because I think this time last week, there was a 20-plus point lead that Slateboard had over Viridian. Right now, with the score at 50-43, Slateboard's lead just 7 points with 4:40 left in the third quarter. It's still technically anyone's game, despite Slateboard's control over this game. I don't think Viridian has led it once, and yet despite that, Slateboard not able to run away with things.
Here's the opportunity here, Tyrantrum with the ball now, posting up inside, layup is good. And Slateboard now building this up to a 9-point lead. Inside, knocked out, easy layup was wide open there.
Yeah, they tried to double cover the player with the ball, and as a result, knocked out was able to get an easy lane inside to the basket off the baseline.
Likeable with the ball now to Mudsdale at the top of the key. Drives inside, double teamed to a streaking Galarian Weezing laying up and in. Galarian Mr. Mime with the ball now over to Unfezzan. Unfezzan drives inside, spin move, back out to Cradilli. Cradilli behind the three-point line on the near side logo. Over to Galarian Mr. Mime, a long two is good, sinks it in.
Jump shots have not been any team's friend, but so far Viridian has shown signs of improvement on that side of the ball.
Tyrantrum taking a tough shot over the defense, no good, grabs their own rebound, loses the ball. Galarian Mr. Mime able to pick it up. I don't know if that counts as a steal or a block shot or something like that, but now Viridian with another opportunity here. Top of the three-point line, hands it to Unfezzan, who's going to drive inside, spin move, step back. Tries a tough shot, a tough pass, no good. Tyrantrum blocks it over to Pavilion off the backboard, no good. Galeli rebounds it there. No, that's right, yep. 3-point shot off the mark. That's Mudsdale with the rebound. Over to Vikavolt, sorry, not Pavilion earlier. Vikavolt. With the ball now. The bend, handing inside. Tyrantrum gonna try to post up. Gets the layup to go. Driving inside over to Galeli now, back to Unfezzan. Unfezzan just inside the 3-point line. Tough defense, Cradilli now guarded. Passes over, Unfezzan wide open, that's a long two, that's off the mark. Mudsdale with that rebound. Hands it off to Vikavolt, who's gonna try to bring it up court. Vikavolt on the near side bend. Looks like it's another post-up opportunity. They're gonna post up with Tyrantrum, who's been dominating. Double team, back out Vikavolt, three. Off the mark, Tyrantrum nearly got the offensive rebound. Instead, it's Glalie. Gonna slowly bring it up court for Viridian. Pass over to Unfezzan, fakes the two. Back out to the 3-point line on the far side. Knocked out at the top of the key. Over to Cradilli, who's gonna go to the top of the key now. Double team, over to Unfezzan. Unfezzan on the near side bend. Unfezzan gonna pull up from a long two range. That's off the mark. Galarian Weezing with another rebound. Over to Vikavolt now.
Gamblers have not scored in the last 2.5 minutes. Not a good sign here. Scoring droughts are not going to be the way you get into this game.
Mid-range shot is no good, but Mudsdale able to get the offensive rebound put back. Now Slateboard is up 58-47. Is this the run that Slateboard got last week? Over to knockdown. Cradilli now. the ball at the top of the key, looking for a lane. Gonna pass it off to Unpheasant, hands it over. Pheasant, guarded by Galarian Weezing now. Back out to Knockdown. Tough defense by Galarian Weezing. Over to Galarian Mr. Mime. Knockdown. Corey Dilly, 3-point shot. No good. Lunsdale rebounds and loses the ball there. Galarian Weezing finally picks it up. They nearly lost the rebound there, Alfred.
Yeah, that's how Viridian escaped in this game.
3-point shot off the mark there. Lunsdale grabs the offensive rebound over to Tyrantrum. Inside to Galarian Weezing, gonna post up. Layup is good. The reverse layup is in. Now it's 60-47 with 19 seconds remaining. Last shot here for Viridian. They're probably gonna let the clock wind out. Five seconds left. Drives inside. The layup is good and one. Lykavolt called for the shooting foul with 2.7 seconds remaining, and Viridian has a chance to keep this less than the current 11-point lead. Looks like Slateport's going to make some substitutions here for the last 2.7 seconds. Viridian in the same boat.
Like I was saying previously, the reason why Viridian has stayed in this game has been the stealing of possessions, which I've hinted at as being the main focus for their game.
Galarian Weezing, Galarian Mr. Mime misses that shot. Lykavolt decides not to take the shot. It's the end of the third quarter. Slateport up 60-49. It's a closer game. Can Viridian stay in pace, or will Slateport run away with it? Find out. You're listening to the ARBA on Adoran Region Sports.
Jumpers will go. Right, they come in flurries. You miss a couple, you make a couple, all of a sudden, bam, bam.
That was Viridian's head coach talking about the impact that they can have over this last quarter. They miss a few, they make a few. Bam, bam, indeed, Alfred. Speaking of making a shot, that one's missed. Dragapult, offensive rebound with the slam. What a ferocious dunk by Dragapult.
Yeah, Dragapult has not had a lot of action today. Only 8 points, 4 of 6 shooting, but that shot just shows Dragapult wants to get this game over with now. No fiddling around, no fooling around. Let's just play the 11 minutes and get out of here.
Papagrigas loses the ball. Typhlosion with the rebound. One of the fastest players streaking down court. Layup is in. And sure enough, Slateport is now all of a sudden getting that lead going.
Yeah, Slateport 5 turnovers, 11 points off those turnovers. Viridian's caused 6 of them and 8 points off of those turnovers. That's a sizable portion of their score so far.
Posting up now, spin. Off shot off the mark. Lykavolt rebounds it. Passes it up to Samurott. Samurott driving over. Typhlosion for 3. Off the mark, Scyther rebounds it. Hands it off to Crate Dilly, who's going to bring it up the court for Viridian. Hand off to Confagrigas. Confagrigas at the top of the key. Gets a screen. Drives inside. Streaking Seismitoad. Gets the pass. The layup is good. Rolling around that rim. Still a relatively close game right now. 64-51. 13-point lead for Slateport. Still, it's a sizable lead, but not nearly as big as it was this time last week. Samurott pulls up. Mid-range shot is no good. Galarian Mr. Mime with that rebound. Over to Seismitoad. Seismitoad gonna run over to the middle of the court, streaking inside. That's a block by Dragapult. Typhlosion with the ball now for Slateport. The top of the three-point line. Pass over. Vikavold fakes the shot. Pass out to Mudsdale. They're gonna reset. It's a screen. Mudsdale driving inside. Pull up from the paint. No good. Scyther rebounds it. Go over to Cray Dilly. Cray Dilly pass out. Seismitoad for 3. Bang! It's a 10-point game now. Slateport on top of Viridian, 64-54. Bruisers are going to call a timeout. You're listening to the ARBA on Adoran Region Sports. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.
Finding an enjoyable activity for a party can be a difficult task. What if there was a place where you could find an adventure for your group? This is where Mystery Locks comes in. Mystery Locks provides printable escape rooms of all levels, from quick and easy experiences to complex adventures. Over their 5-year journey, Mystery Locks has sold over 13,000 adventures and is trusted by over 10,000 customers, so you know that they are a quality product. With their 100% satisfaction guarantee and exceptional customer service, you'll be able to get a game that fits your needs. Use the link in the description below and find your next adventure today. Again, check out Mystery Locks with the link below and find your newest adventure today. Welcome back to the game, Slateport. Right now on top, 64-54 with 9:36 left in the fourth quarter, and passing it in, Typhlosion. Such as Zipstrika now. Zipstrika, long two, is off the mark. Magmortar with the putback.
You see, another time we've mentioned Magmortar's name in the game. They have just shown up at the moments that you need them to. Dragapult's had tough defense being played on them by the Viridian centers. Magmortar coming in to just replace that sort of action, that constant focus on in the game.
Neither with the ball now inside. Seismitoad loses the ball and is stripped, and that's Cruiser's ball now. Stripped on the shot attempt, it looked like. Seismitoad was calling for a foul, but did not get it.
Yeah, I don't think that was a foul there. That was all ball when the defender hit the pass away.
Magmortar now on the far side corner. Takes a pull-up mid-range shot. It is off the mark. It's around the rim. Scyther with the rebound over to Gogo. Gogo for Viridian, looking for an opportunity here to get their team back on track. Seismitoad with the ball now. Seismitoad over to Scyther. Scyther drives inside. That's a clear foul. Dragon Ball called for the third foul there. Scyther jumped up from about halfway in the paint. Tried to make a play there. Unable to take the shot, but will get two free throws on the shooting foul opportunity here. First free throw is good. An 11-point game now, 66-55 with 8:36 remaining.
Yeah, the defensive effort that Viridian has played on Sleepport has been effective. Now the question is if they can continue that while being better offensively like they were in the second and third quarter. That's where, especially the second quarter, that's where this Viridian team has a shot.
Second free throw is good, making this a 10-point game now. Magmortar with the ball, trying to drive inside. Sizing up the defense, spinning, fading shot, no good. Seismitoad, good defense, and able to get that rebound on top of it. Brings it up court, passing it to Gogo. Gogo, pull up two. Off the mark. That ball is going to go out of bounds. It's Cruiser's ball. Zipstrika with it now for Sleepport. The far side bend. Pass over Magmortar for three. In and out. No good. Glalie with the offensive first star defensive rebound. Pavilion. Out of Gogo. Hands it off to Seismitoad, who drives inside. The floater. And off the mark. Mudsdale rebounds it. Pass it back to Magmortar, who's going to bring it up the court. Zipstrika for three. No good there.
I'm not sure I like Slateport's strategy of trying to shoot a bunch of threes. They've got the lead right now, the 10-point lead. I would recommend, even though there is 7.5 minutes remaining, just start milking the clock. Viridian has not shown an offensive capability to score points at a bunch.
Billion over to Gogo. Pass over to Glalie. Glalie stepping back. 3-point fading shot is hitting the front of the rim. No good. Zipstrika rebounds it.
Avoid exactly. Just take your time. Make the shots that you can make. Don't try to take tough ones, too.
Lotion over to Mudsdale to Zipstrika on the near side. Pass it over to Mudsdale, who's now back at the logo. Behind the three-point line. Tough three is no good. I don't even think they jumped on that play.
Yeah, their jump shot isn't really a jump shot as more as it is like a stand-up straight shot. And, you know, if they're able to make it go in, it's good. But that play didn't work out as well as they hoped.
Double-teamed over to Seismitoad now. Glalie back out to Vavilion for three. At the top of the key is no good. Dragapult rebounds it. Typhlosion brings it up for Slaypore. We're looking at a game right now. It's a 10-point game. 6:30 remaining on the clock and counting. The screen. Drives inside. Tough defense here. Hands off to Dragapult. Dragapult over to Mudsdale. Mudsdale fakes the shot. Goes inside. Pull up from inside the paint. It's off the mark. And that's a rebound by Gogo. Gogo getting this ball for Viridian. Drives up court. Behind the three-point line. Gets the screen they wanted. Elaine. Tough shot. Layup is no good, but a foul. That's Typhlosion called for the foul there. And as a result, this is going to lead to two free throw attempts on Viridian's side, able to get this much closer to getting the game. First shot is good. 66-57 with 6:01 remaining. Looks like Mudsdale is coming off the court for Slateboard.
Tyrantrum's coming in to replace them. Getting extra size will be helpful, not just for this rebound, but for the two-point plays that I think Slateboard ought to do over the next couple of minutes to slowly keep this lead up.
Second free throw shot is good. It is now an 8-point game. Slateboard up 66-58 with just under 6 minutes remaining. Now we see what the action is. Driving inside. Loses the ball. Gogo gets a steal. Driving down court. Has an opportunity to pass up to a streaking Scyther. Dunking it in. Crowd's getting a little excited now. Their team, which has been down for this entire game, now just 6 points away from a tied game. Zipstrika now at the top of the key. Hands off to Typhlosion. Typhlosion steps back to the logo. Gets a screen. Drives inside. Pull up mid-range. Off the mark, hits the front of the rim. Scyther with the ball now. Crowd getting into it. Scyther at the top of the three-point line. Going to drive inside. Pass out to Gogo. Gogo fakes the shot. On the near side logo here, just around the bend. Glalie looks like they're going to post up on Dragapult. Fading. Mid-range shot is off the mark. Dragapult rebounds it.
They need to stop here if they want to keep this momentum that they seem to have grabbed.
Moyer passing it over to Zipstrika at the top of the three-point line. It looks like it's an isolation play. Screening over to Magmortar. Magmortar takes advantage of a screen. Drives inside. The layup shot off the backboard and good. Just like that, Magmortar has added to this lead.
Magmortar is not shooting great, 24%, but 12 points on their 26 minutes has been great to keep Slateport on top throughout this entire game.
Billion with the ball, hands it off to Scyther. The Scyther is about here playing point center. Drives inside. Shot is no good, though. Tyrantrum rebounds it over the Dragapult, who's going to bring it up themselves. Hand off to Typhlosion. Typhlosion passing it over to Magmortar, who runs back to the near side corner three. Loses the ball. The Billion able to steal it away. Pass out. Fakes the three. Gogo drives inside. In the restricted zone, gets the layup to go. It's a 6-point game now.
Yeah, Gogo, 12 points, 8 of them in the paint, has had a lot of plays similar to that of just being inside the paint and taking advantage of it.
Tyrantrum gets the layup and one. Scyther called for the foul there, and that's a crucial play. Slateboard with the opportunity now to add to their lead. Right now it's 70-62.
It looks like Vavilion's coming out, Kofagrigas coming in for Viridian. I'm not sure what the exact strategy is. Perhaps they want Kofagrigas' skill set more than Vavilion for the remainder of this game, or is this just a short breather before the crunch time of the last couple minutes?
Tyrantrum for the three-point play is good. 71-62 now with 3:50 remaining in the fourth quarter. This is where crunch time happens. This is the big moment here. Over to Kofagrigas. Gets a screen, drives inside. Nafshan on Dragapult, no good. Tyrantrum grabs them past Zebstrika. Driving up court now, inside, Typhlosion, the layup is good. Just like that, momentum has swung in the opposite direction.
Yeah, that's what I call the pendulum effect of momentum, if that means anything. It's that if momentum swings one way, you can be sure that it can swing the other.
That's a goaltending on Dragapult. An impressive reverse layup shot. Ball there, Dragapult unfortunately calling for that goaltending on Sleepport's side, and as a result, those points will count for Viridian. Slateport's ball now. Magmortar with the ball. Gets a screen. Fading three. A poor shot selection. No good. Scyther rebounds it. Scyther going to drive up court. Pulls up from three. Misses the mark. Ball's flipping around. Zebstrika finally grabs that rebound. Over to Dragapult. Mid-range shot. No good. Scyther rebounds it.
Now they're just trading back and forth. Poor shot selection. I'm not sure why. Especially on Viridian's side. Take the points that you can get. You can develop plays to get open. You've done it so far this game.
Inside, Dragapult steals it away. Over to Zebstrika. Zebstrika inside, Tyrantrum. Gets stripped. That's a shooting foul on Glalie. Crowd does not like that call one bit. Be two extra points here for Tyrantrum. Up 73-64 with 2:33 remaining. First shot is good. It's a 10-point game now.
They got to figure out, Viridian does, who they're going to scheme their plays towards, because they're going to need some three-point shots to go in now.
Especially after that, Tyrantrum making the second free throw attempt. Lely inbounds it to Scyther for Viridian. Cross up. The free throw line. Pass back to Seismitoad, who fakes a couple of shots over to Gogo. Gogo down the near side. Back to Seismitoad at the top of the key. Kofagrigas, Scyther, post up, fading away. Off the mark, Tyrantrum with the rebound.
But Tyrantrum has been on fire recently, so we'll see if that continues here for Sleepwood the last 2 minutes.
Typhlosion with the ball now in the paint, and that ball is batted away. Glalie with the rebound there. Scyther with that impressive block. Scyther's going to bring it up court. Gets a screen, a pseudo-screen at least. Scyther isolated in the near side, loses the ball. Scyther grabs it back, has a lane, decides not to take it. Instead, pulls up for the mid-range, no good. Dragapult rebounds it for Sleepwork.
Yeah, poor shot selection. At the end of the day, Viridian has to go back to their game thinking they could have chosen better shots.
Inside to Tyrantrum now, posting up on the defense. Fading long, two is good. Sinks it in.
Scoring leaders have not been high scoring. Tyrantrum has 17 points for Slateport and is the game leader for points.
That ball is batted away there. Good defense as the Gamblers call a timeout. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. You're listening to the ARBA on Adoran Region Sports. Slateport up 77-64 with 1:14 in the fourth quarter.
Are you interested in getting indie games directly from creators? Well, look no further than itch.io. Itch.io is an open marketplace that allows independent digital creators to sell the content they've created. You'll be able to find the most unique and interesting creations throughout the web. With a wide range of free and paid content, you'll be sure to find something that interests you. Itch.io operates on an open revenue sharing model, so sellers are able to continue with their productions without fear of financial complications. If you're interested in checking them out, use the link below. Adding the code in the description to the end of the itch.io URL supports the content that we create here. Check out itch.io and make sure to add the code to the end of the URL to support the show. Thank you for supporting us and for supporting independent creators across the world.
Welcome back, the player of the game. Alfred, in your opinion?
Oh, it's got to be Tyrantrum. Has made a huge impact. Dragapult has been more or less stuffed in this game, but Tyrantrum has been effective in all aspects, especially inside in the post. Viridian's defensive scheme has had shorter players on Tyrantrum, and as a result, Tyrantrum has used size to win the game. That's what's happening so far.
Viridian now passing over Gogo over the site there. Glalie now with about a minute, 6 seconds left on the clock, over to Kafagrikas on the near side, 3-point bend. Isolated, pulls up for three. In and out, no good. Scyther, offensive rebound, dunks it in. But it's an 11-point game now. Typhlosion with the ball now for Sleeper. They're going to try to milk the clock at this point.
Yeah, the matchup is over, especially if they are successful in milking clock here. They're going to try to get this clock down to zero as quickly as possible.
Strike it with the ball now. Pulls up for three. No good. Scyther rebounds it. Seismitoad with the ball. 3-point line, drives inside, pulls up from the free throw line. It's off the mark. Glalie, offensive rebound. Layup is no good, but Dragable called for the fourth foul and is not happy about that one. Loud vocal words towards the ref that we care not to mention again during the broadcast. But here's two free throw opportunities here for Viridian. 77-66 with 28.1 seconds remaining. Any chance of a comeback?
At this point, based on how the league is and the sort of unwritten rules, I don't think so. I think Viridian has chalked this game up as a loss. You can see a lot of players, a lot of the starters for Sleepport are coming off the court now. Coming in are the backups. Viridian in a similar boat now. He's getting everyone but Glalie, who's shooting the free throws right now, off the court. Get the backups in.
28.1 seconds remaining before this Slateport victory. Right now it's 77-67. This shot here makes it 77-68. Probably two more possessions left. Vikavolt inbounds it to Archeops. Pass inside. Tyrantrum gonna take the layup. Add some points as well. 24 underneath the shot clock at this point. This is likely going to do it, Alfred. A win here. Slateport over Viridian, 79-68. Gradually going to try a three. In and out, no good. Mudsdale rebounds it, hands it off to Archeops, and that is going to do it. Slateport walks away with this victory, 79-68. A closer game between Slateport and Viridian, but Slateport comes away with another victory and is on the road to continuing this undefeated streak that they have.
Yeah, clearly we've seen Sleepport in a league of their own compared to Viridian, but the question is, are the Cruisers as good as they are because of the easy schedule to start off with, or because they are actually that good?
Thank you very much for listening for all of us here at Aduran Region Sports. Thank you for watching and listening to the ARBA on Aduran Region Sports. Until next time, take care.